Okay. We have symbols. Symbols represent something, and there's a test here. If you can tell me what this flag is, whose flag it is. Anybody? I can guess, yeah. No. Syria, okay. This is actually Iran, formerly known as Persia. They used this till the 1980s. The reason I put this is because the wise men, the Magi, were believed, there's a theory that to have come from Persia, that's from the east. It's easy. I was hoping there would be children, but there you go. Bring them next time. What is this? Apparently, this is Gen Z's way of making heart symbol. I grew up doing this. I don't know, there are some weird hand symbols. Am I right? Okay, what will you use? Yeah, okay. Look, apparently this is... Yes? Is this right? Okay. Ah, there you go, Magla, thank you. Thank you for educating us. We use symbols for different things, don't we? And it represents something. You don't have to use the words, but seeing symbols point us to something that is intelligible, that communicates something to us. And the symbol for God is? Any guesses? I mean, there are different symbols for God. Do you want to risk a guess? Anybody? Oh, okay, right. I thought you were raising it. Sorry? No. Anybody else? Symbol for God? Cross? Yeah. No. Love? Mia? Like this? Okay, oh, they do that, don't they, football players, when they score a goal. There are many symbols, but one of the symbols that is used is light. God as light. That's a very strong imagery of God as light. Now, John 8:12 says, Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. 1 John 1 says, in him, Jesus is light, and in him there is no darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. So these are the symbols that we use for, that the Bible tells us about who, a symbol for God in the Bible. Now, as we think of the light, there is also a call. What is a light good for? Again, contributions, please. What is a light good for? Seeing. What else? Leading. Yeah. Jay? Sorry? Oh, growing stuff, indeed. Yes. Mia? Campfires, warmth. Anything else? Communication, yes. It also, I think it can make quite beautiful rainbows if you do the right experiments. And dispelling darkness as well, hasn't it? All of these plus dispelling darkness. In Isaiah, there's a call. The first line says, arise, shine, for the light has come. And that is, by the way, that is our memory verse for today. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for the light has come. How are we to shine? I'm going to suggest something here. I want us to think about some of the characters of God. Okay? What are some of the characters of God that has that is in the Bible or that you have that God has related to you personally? Can we hear some of the characters of God? Love is a very powerful character of God. Anything else? Forgiveness. Yes. Another character of God?
Peace.
Peace. Yep. Hope. Hope. Yes. One of my favorite words. Sorry. Patience. Faithful. Joy. Yes. Okay. Now, these are some of the ones that I put down. Loving, kind, forgiving, compassionate, caring, humble, fair, and all the things that you mentioned are in the Bible as well. And perhaps that is something that you relate to God, or how God relates to you and how you respond. Now, the next thing is I want you to think of people, particular people, maybe at the shop, maybe in your classrooms, maybe in a workplace, your neighbors. I want you to think of a particular person or a group of people in your day-to-day life. Okay? Have a particular person in mind or group of people. So, again, Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for the light has come. And the call is for us to be bearers of that light. And how we do that is, as you thought about a particular character of God, think about how you can show that character to the person that you are thinking about this week, okay, or group of people. So, for example, I want to be kind to, who am I meeting this week? Yeah, I want to be kind to the group of people I'm meeting for lunch, the Baptist ministers. Later in the week. That's just an example. So if you can put those together for yourself, and we're going to pray for them, over them, okay? And I just want us to take the moment to be praying for ourselves as we do that. So how we shine the light is by reflecting a character of characters of God to the people that God has put in your hearts right now. And if you want a sticker with stars, I can give it to you later as you go from here. So let's sing This Little Light of Mine as a